closer I am to find. Closer I am to find.
I wrote Closer to Find. I was actually, my family, we used to vacation up in Vermont at this really rustic cabin, and I was sitting there on the front with my guitar. I took my guitar everywhere I went. And I was thinking a lot about, like, the insularity of the academic world and where we go, like, sources we go to make us feel better, what we seek as people to get understanding. And I just listed a bunch of things that I was thinking of at that time. And I still remember that moment of writing Closer to Find really clearly.
My name's Amy Ray.
My name's Emily Saliers.
We're the Indigo Girls.
This came out in 1989, so it's been around for a while.
Yikes.
I know, yikes, right. But it's kind of a sing-along, and we hope you enjoy it. Closer to Find. One, two, ready, and...
started singing that, we were just out of just barely out of college, and we're both probably caught up in that intellectual space that's so isolated and privileged. It's a great rite of passage to kind of think about that song in some ways as you grow up and whatever your experiences are, you know, whether they be whatever, just whatever you do to go through that gives you maturity, you know, your apprenticeships in life.
That's insatiable, and life decides a call that's hard to hear.
Personally, I don't ever think any of our songs are, well, I can't speak for Amy's, I say for mine, I don't ever think this song's gonna be huge, because really we're a grassroots band. We started as a bar band, we still feel like a bar band. I think we write from a pretty organic place, just our observations of life around us through our own lenses.
Children, I drank from the fountain. Yeah, there's more than one answer to these questions.
As far as Closer to Find and in our early days and what we were thinking and how long we, I mean, honestly, we just took it a day at a time and had like kind of short-term goals. And I mean, in our wildest dreams, we could not have pictured any of this. So it's like kind of a gift to still be doing it, and it's a blessing, and to still have a song that resonates with people of every age, and you know, we're lucky.
Well, I think today the way that Closer to Find lyrics might speak to what we're going through now is that we have, like, I'll speak particularly to what's going on with racial, what do you even call it, terrible racism in this country, and upheaval, and the result of Black Americans and people of color, indigenous peoples, Hispanic people, Asian American, whatever it is, whatever those people are, they're tired of this, and particularly for Black Americans, 400 years. And so for me, I want to seek the wisdom of contemporary Black leaders, or even historical Black leaders like Martin Luther King Jr. or Malcolm X or Angela Davis. I want to seek those sources. So I think that the words to Closer to Find are applicable in that we're always still searching, and particularly in today's societal upheaval, and there has to be change. I think those lyrics can apply to that.
I think my advice for women songwriters and young girls, you know, it's probably the same advice I'd give to anybody, which is just, it's really important to practice and to, I mean, my only regret is that I didn't practice enough. And I think girls have this opportunity now, because things are kind of busting wide open, I think, in a way, but they're not quite busted open yet. And there's still a lot of need for feminism and work against sexism, and trying to just kind of be your best self and be strong and hold your head up. So what helps with that is that just to polish your skills because then you feel really confident about yourself, you know.
And I also would say to young girls or young women to try to find your own voice. I know that I grew up really trying to emulate women singer-songwriters, but it feels really good when you find your own voice. So I would say do it for love and find out what it is that you really want to say.
I seek my source closer.